Hello, it's Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering. I'd like to speak today about a new topic in the treatment of lung cancers, and that is lung cancers that have dependency on HER2. I think one thing we have learned, and we have still a lot to learn in this area, is that there is no such thing as HER2-positive lung cancers. Each lung cancer has a different mechanism of HER2 dependency, and I think ultimately research will show that how we treat these cancers depends tremendously on the specific type of dependency, and in the case of mutation, the specific mutation that we find. Probably the most is published about HER2 mutations at this point. As part of the Lung Cancer Mutation Consortium, we looked for many HER2 mutations, not all of them. We found an incidence of HER2 mutation about 3% in the Lung Cancer Mutation Consortium. And what we also found was their survival was a median of about 1.6 years from the date of diagnosis of metastatic disease. That is a survival in slightly lower than that of KRAS mutant lung cancers and much, much lower than ALK positive or EGFR mutant lung cancers who have median survivals in the four-year range. The other observation that I think some of the older generation had experience with, and I'll count myself in that group, is the use of testing by immunohistochemistry for the presence of HER2 protein. We found two things. Number one, the presence of high-level protein expression, 2 or 3 plus, is quite rare. It's not always associated with amplification, as we've seen in breast cancers. But also, the use of trastuzumab, either alone or with chemotherapy, is generally not helpful in this group, even in those with a very high level of amplification. There are a few cases out there that say amplification may be an important criteria, and the jury's still out on that. We were part of a project with the University of Colorado where we looked for amplification in cases where we also looked at mutation. What we found was the same rate of mutation and HER2 amplification, about 3%. And we found in the cases that we had that that did not overlap. The other interesting thing about amplification was that our amplification was very low level, usually between 2 and 3, whereas in breast cancers, as you know, it's really much higher. What have we learned about treating HER2 mutant lung cancers? Well, first, we've only detected probably a small number of them. Again, using the LCMC as a model and our standard snapshot or sequenome panels, we did not include all the HER2 mutations, nor did we include the extracellular domain mutations, both the exon 20 insertions and the extracellular domain mutations. There's more mutations out there, and the nice thing about multiplex platforms is going to allow us to find these mutations. It will also allow us to precisely identify them. There have been reports of benefit in patients with mutation. There have been reports with trastuzumab. There have also been reports with afatinib. And I think if you find a patient with a HER2 mutation today, I think in the absence of a clinical trial, probably the go-to drug would be afatinib. And I would probably urge the same kind of schedule used in the EGFR mutant cancers, and that I'd probably start with a dose of 30 milligrams daily. What the role of trastuzumab is uncertain. At our institution, we're about to begin a clinical trial of adotrastuzumab emtansine. Makes some sense to use that in these situations, but I'm unaware of any published data about that. The last thing is when we've looked at our patients with HER2 mutant lung cancers and we look at what treatments they have received, like other patients with adenocarcinomas that were no oncogenic drivers identified, chemotherapy is the mainstay of their care, and they can have long and durable remissions with chemotherapy. So I think in cases where you find HER2 dependency, chemotherapy remains the treatment of choice. In those with HER2 mutations, it makes a lot of sense to try afatinib as well. And we have to look to research to better identify these patients through our multiplex testing panels and to test new agents in these areas.